forest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On today's Ours to Protect, we focus on an area of climate change that isn't discussed enough: the psychology behind it. I speak to Porrick Walsh, a behavioural psychologist, who looks into why there is a gap between wanting to do something about climate change and actually doing it to care for our environment.
It's not about changing what people would like to do. It's about changing what we are actually doing. Particularly in Ireland, we're finding is that people are aware of climate change. We're very aware of the need to change. Our intentions are very much geared towards, well, I would like to make changes for ourselves. So this is where behavioral psychology differs. You know, we can have the best intentions in the world, but often as humans, we have an intention-action gap. The things that we need to change, the ways that we talk to people, or the policies that we need to put in place are actually quite different to what our, you know, initial intuition might be.
I'm sure we all have moments of motivation where we are driven to change our habits, but committing to those is easier said than done. So, how do we actually go about change, and what does psychology have to do with it?
I often think about the example of somebody dancing on a street corner by themselves. Where somebody is dancing, you know, breakdancing on the corner in Tullamore, you can imagine if somebody was doing that on the main square of Tullamore, they were breakdancing by themselves, they would look a bit absurd. They would look a little bit standoffish, and people would be kind of thinking this is a bit odd. You get two or three people joining them, and it looks like, okay, now there's a group of people who are being a little bit out there and a little bit different. But if you get 50 people all dancing in coordination on the square in Tullamore, you will see more and more people standing around, taking videos, getting excited about it and wanting to join in. And this is one of the interesting things about human nature, is that where we see a social norm develop, we're hugely influenced by what we see other people doing. Not just about our own individual motivations. We might have intentions, we might have motivations, we might have our own values. But oftentimes they're influenced by what we see others doing together.
If you woke up one day and decide you want to change your behaviour towards climate change, do you wonder what that might look like? What conversations would need to be had in your workplace or perhaps at home? And which actions make the biggest difference?
The ESRI, the Economic, Social and Research Institute in Ireland, they have a behavioural research unit. The two biggest things that they found were eat less meat, fly less. Things that were overestimated in terms of their impact were things like recycling, that people overestimated the impact that would have on their carbon emissions. Where we're finding real impact for climate change is in small local initiatives of people who have shared identity. So think about it like a local village, or think about it like a tidy towns committee. I always say to people, the best piece of equipment in a gym is your friend who's training with you. And it's the same with any climate change behavior, where you have some people as part of a group who are holding each other accountable, who are helping each other to make that change. That is a really, really effective and helpful support when it comes to group behavior change.
With huge corporations and industries contributing to climate disaster, individual action may seem insignificant, and we may turn an eye towards our dying Earth. However, it is vital that we do our part in protecting the planet. The collective actions of individuals show, together, we can make a difference.
From a climate scientist point of view, climate change is happening too fast. But from a behavioural scientist point of view, climate change is happening too slow. Because where humans respond very effectively when it comes to changing our behavior, we respond very effectively when there is an immediate threat, where there is an immediate consequence. You could see that with COVID. You can see that where there is war or where there are threats. You know, these things move very, very fast. Decisions are made really, really quickly, and people act very, very strongly and collectively. the problem with climate change is that, you know, week on week, month on month, year on year, it's happening very, very slowly. So it, by the time we really see those massive changes, we see things like forest fires, we see things like floods, we see things like hurricanes and storms, and we're starting to see the rumblings of that. But you will always hear climate deniers say, well, that's just the weather, or, you know, sometimes it's really, really cold, and people will tweet, well, climate change, how are you? Of course, that's just a misnomer between the weather and climate. But where we want to see those big climate actions happening, we need to try and support each other together to do that in a way that, that intensifies the urgency of it and helps us to support those systems-based changes. So voting, communicating with others, talking about and helping each other to make those changes. If you're going into a workplace, if you're in a town, if you're in a community, if you're in a club, bringing the conversation around how we can do things sustainably, how we can do things in an environmentally friendly way is a really, really strong place to start if you're not politically minded, but you want to have more of an impact than just on your own individual level.
Communities are the backbone of environmental action. One group making a difference, a Tidy Towns. Vincent, a Portlaoise Tidy Town representative, feels inspired by younger generations taking initiative.
We have our biodiversity action plan drawn up for 2023 to 2028. We want the next generation to be involved in whatever way they can, and I suppose it's raising awareness of climate change and sustainability and of biodiversity and the damage that needs to be repaired. For future generations, it can be repaired.
It's creating hope, isn't it? That atmosphere, yeah. That something can change and
absolutely
happen.
Yeah, something positive. This is really, really positive.
For more information on what changes you can make to be part of the solution, or what psychology has to do with climate change, see arseprotect.ie or our fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.